From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Jackson, Mississippi is a warning for the future of America's drinking water. The city went about 6 weeks without safe-to-drink tap water in 2022, caused in large part because of historic underfunding. Now, Jackson is trying to go from a warning to a model by piggybacking on one of the nation's oldest safety nets. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on Jackson's effort to solve one of the water industry's biggest challenges.
Look, there is a seemingly simple economic solution here. If your service, in this case water, costs more to run than you're bringing in, just charge more for it. And hey, compared to other utilities like power, water is actually not that expensive.
Most people with reasonable middle-class incomes don't pay attention to their water bill. They put it in auto pay.
That's Ted Hennepin, the man appointed by a federal judge to run and fix Jackson's broken water system. But one of the many problems Hennepin has to deal with is that lots of people in Jackson don't have a reasonable middle-class income. About a quarter of the city lives below the poverty line. So, another idea. Just charge people based on how much money they make. Unfortunately, there's no easy way for Hennepin to know that.
It'd be great if there was a national income database, and then you could take that data, draw a line, and say, these people qualify and these people don't. But none of that exists.
A lot of utilities get around this by having people prove their income to get a discount. The problem with that is most people who should be getting that discount don't sign up for it. That's because proving your income can take a lot of work.
Most of these people are working hourly jobs. You got to take time off. You're losing income. You already don't trust government. Now you're going to tell them more. So I think it's just set to fail.
So Hennepin was left looking around to see if anyone in the water world had a solution to this not-so-simple problem. That's when he came across Manny Teodoro. He's a professor of public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Fundamentally, the problem is that water and sewer utilities were not designed as social service organizations.
And he's not saying they should be. After all, that'd be a whole new bureaucracy to run. Instead, he's got a different idea. Give the discount to people already being helped by actual social service programs. They've already done the hard part of deciding who should get the aid, so just copy their notes.
Just leverage the best program we've got, which is SNAP.
SNAP. Basically, food stamps. About 80% of people eligible for SNAP actually get it. Most water discount programs don't come anywhere close to that. And this is the approach Jackson Water is taking. The utility raised water rates this year, but it's planning to automatically give a discount of about $30 to anyone who receives SNAP. Think of it as a package deal. You get your SNAP and a bonus water discount. For the most part, water experts I spoke to like this idea.
From an economics perspective, I actually like this a lot.
Ahmed Rashid Okatabi researches water policy at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
I'd love to see the results of some sort of analysis that comes out of this, but I mean, I can definitely see this taking off.
But the half dozen Jackson residents I spoke to, like Jeremy Brown and Catherine Lacey, do not like this plan.
To me, everybody should pay equal water bills, you know. It's no exception for nobody, you know.
There's elderly people that's on fixed income, and they don't get SNAP.
Brooke Floyd is also not a fan. She's the co-director of the Jackson People's Assembly, which surveys Jackson residents about policy issues.
I know many families in this city that don't receive food assistance in any way, shape, or form and don't qualify based on the amount of money that they make, but cannot handle high bills or expensive bills.
And the thing is, the guy in charge of Jackson Water, Ted Hennepin, he agrees. SNAP is not perfect. But he believes this will still help a lot more people than what's being tried at other water providers.
My argument is really there's no better way. The best thing from our perspective, maybe the only best thing, is the SNAP benefit.
There's just one final snag in this plan. The Justice Department has refused to release the SNAP records needed to automatically give that discount, saying that would violate the privacy of people on SNAP. Hennepin is now appealing the decision to the same federal judge who appointed him to fix Jackson's water mess, something Hennepin says he needs those records to actually do. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.